A little earlier, Father Reardon pointed out to me how fortunate I was to be able to preach with the gospel of the walk to the Emmaus, because he said it's so rich and so full of different things to preach about. And I said, well, that's the good news. The bad news is there's only so much time that you're going to be willing to give me to stand up here. It's interesting, as I prayed over the readings this week, one thing in particular stood out for me in the gospel. And I couldn't quite understand why this one particular phrase kept jumping out at me. The phrase is, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. I kept wondering to myself, why would Luke find it so important to mention that the walk was 7 miles? It seems so inconsequential compared to the richness of the rest of the story. But as I prayed about that, I began to kind of recognize and understand that if you look through all of the scriptures, the number 7 has a significant meaning. 7 is the perfect number in the scriptures. It began to dawn on me that what was happening here is Luke is describing a perfect journey. A perfect journey that each one of us is called to make. It's the perfect journey because through it we need to talk and debate about things. We need to go farther and look into things in a more meaningful way. And hopefully, in doing that, we will recognize the presence of Jesus, most especially in the breaking of the bread. For the past 2 weeks, we've been witnessing on television the life of John Paul II, the life and the death of John Paul II. It's significant because it's been such a global event. It's an event that really transcends our Catholic Christianity and speaks to our humanity, our shared humanity. What I've enjoyed most about watching all of the coverage is seeing how there's been a transformation in what's been covered. In the beginning, I found that many of the news broadcasters were trying to focus on some of the controversy that surrounded John Paul II, because he said things that a lot of people disagree with. But as the coverage went on, and they interviewed more and more people, and they went to people with whom John Paul disagreed with, as they talked to those people, the controversy seemed insignificant to the focus on how John Paul II was able to transcend politics. He was able to transcend all of the typical human difficulty that exists in relationships. John Paul's focus was always on the truth. And he never wavered from that, despite the fact that it might ruffle a few feathers. It may make some people angry, to the point where someone tried to take his life. I had the opportunity to read through John Paul's last will and testament. It was posted on the internet. And as I read through it, I kind of recognized just how aware John Paul was of his mortality. The significant event when he was shot back in the early 80s really awoken for him his awareness that each and every moment has to be a moment in which he is walking this perfect journey. He is trying to recognize Jesus Christ in himself and in one another. John Paul II left us a legacy of someone who was able to carry out this perfect journey. I'm not suggesting that John Paul II is perfect in any way. He knew that. He knew that all too well. And that's why he invited the world to participate in his death. He invited the world to look upon him in his frailty, in his illness, in his suffering, and in his weakness. That too is part of the perfect journey. If we look at how our sufferings and our weaknesses and our frailties impact us in our lives, they don't have to put us down. They don't have to keep us from getting closer to God. In fact, they can be responsible for bringing us closer to God. Because that's what happened for John Paul II. But even more significantly, in this season of Easter, that's exactly what happened to Jesus Christ in his passion and death. So as we celebrate this Easter season, as we celebrate the risen Christ, we can celebrate our own resurrection and our own invitation to walk along this journey and to recognize Jesus in ourselves and in one another.